I'll be active. I don't know how fast I'm going to run, but I'll be active.
This is the first time that
we're very excited to have the caliber of players, both veterans and rookies, that we brought in and in between that we brought into the organization. Now it's our job and their job to be committed to what we're doing and to get trained together, all of us getting trained together so that we can have quick reactions within a game and make a lot of plays. But we have more players at each position that can impact the game.
Charles said a couple weeks ago that the communication on defense is much better than it had been in the past few years. Is that something you'd want to say? And how is that going to translate to better play?
Well, that's the biggest thing. 11 guys got to be on the same page. This league is a passing league. You got to stop the run, but it's a passing league. And when they do complete the ball short, you got to go hit them. The Super Bowl was proof of that. And when you're on the same page, then you can rally to those things faster. We're much improved in that we have more guys that have been in the program, but also the emphasis that both players and coaches are putting on that. Everything we're doing is about, who are you talking to? What's the signal? What are you doing over here? Why'd you say that? Let's get that done right.
What is your impression on Mac so far?
I like Khalil. He's tough. He doesn't like to make the same mistake, which is critical in being good in any profession, but especially in a young man that's a football player. And we're throwing a lot at him right now, as DA said. And he's handled it, and he really likes football, which, of course, is a big deal. You got to love it, especially at that position. You're going to get contact almost every play. So we're pleased with where he's going, and hopefully he puts in a lot of work in this next month and really masters it before we get to put the pads on. But he's a big, good athlete.
Is it possible to have too high expectations for a player, or is that there's just something you just want him to meet? I mean, there's people in that locker room that think that Dennis has invoked the name Von Miller with him. There's people that think he can be sort of a Clay Matthews-type player. Is that unreasonable, or is that something that you want him to shoot for, or how do you look at those kind of expectations for a rookie?
Well, one, we want him to be the best Khalil Mack he can be, so that's number one. He can do some things athletically that those men mentioned can do. But to be great as a rookie is being able to stay in the moment and do your job consistently and take advantage of the plays that are there right in front of you. You don't want to give away the easy ones that come to you, because sometimes there are. And I think if he continues to go where he's going, he can do that. So I don't know what the stats will be. I mean, I don't know that. But if this young man goes where he's supposed to go and plays within the frame of the defense, he has the ability to make some plays.
When you guys add a guy like Mac, do you add things to your other things? You can say, oh, and we can now do different things on defense than maybe we couldn't have done before because of his versatility, what he can bring?
Well, when he was there on the board and then when we picked him, there was definitely some drawing going on and some scribbling going on. What's nice about Khalil is he has size and athletic ability so that he can do some things on the edges of your defense, both in the run game and the pass game, with his power, his length, and his ability to bend and move. So those are traits that you want as many players as you can have on your defense, as many of those as we can get, you know, the happier coordinator is.
You needed I forgot what the number was. How many players you needed to accumulate the amount of sacks you had last year? It was an unheard of number that many guys you had to send to get as many sacks. Do you see that? Should that number go down this year if you're better defense?
We will still give everybody a turn in activations. But if our players continue where they're going right now, mm-hmm. and we continue to work together on our communication and work together on understanding how we fit both in the run and in the pass game, we feel like we have more guys that when we get them in one-on-one situations, they can win their one-on-ones. And that's the player's job. Our job is to help them get one-on-ones. Their job is to win the one-on-ones. But we have a few more, and we're excited to see how that plays out.
When you brought Terrell Brown and Carlos Rogers in. Both of those guys have observed that they were with the 49ers when the 49ers weren't the 49ers that we know right now or that we've known for the last few years, and they think that they can see some of the same traits here in terms of when they turned it around. Can you were a part of that too. Can you see some of those things too in terms of?
Definitely. Here's what those players and some of the other players that we've already had here and others that we're bringing in, getting Tyvon Branch back, Charles Woodson, the corners that you mentioned. When you have players that care about being correct, working together, and are smart enough to make adjustments, you can change it. And that's what this group is very focused on right now, is changing what's been going on one play at a time. And you can feel that in those young men and in this group. So what we need to do is build on that with our young guys, seeing how Carlos, how T, how everybody approaches being a professional. That's what's great about what they don't like being wrong. They obviously don't like when anybody makes a play, but they're also interested in how to fix it, not just, oh, man, something happened. No, it's, hey, what happened here? JT talking to everybody. How do we get this fixed? How do we do this? So you learn from your mistakes. That's what they bring, and that's the difference. There's times where they're going to make a play, but don't get beat by the same thing twice.
You brought in sets of veteran corners. This would be the third straight year. And Bartell and Shante Spencer, and then last year was Jenkins and Porter, and now Carlos and Terrell. Does the lack of continuity there hurt at all, or what do Carlos and Terrell bring to the table, do you think?
Good part with Carlos and T. I call him T. Brown. We've been together when he first got to the Niners, so we've known each other a long time. What they bring is what they did over at the 49ers, and what we do, we can translate a little bit. So we call a couple things some different words. There's a different language everywhere you go in the NFL. But they're quick on that adjustment. Shante Spencer was. He just got hurt.
Yeah.
But he was able to do that as well. So they're already, oh, yeah, this is just this. You know, they just equate this call to this in their heads, and they're professional enough. So that transition has gone smooth. So that's one thing. But, again, also, like I said, the biggest thing with those two guys is how they want to be right. They want to win. They understand how to win, and they've won.
How has CO done playing the Will Backer spot?
He had his best day today. What I've been pleased with CO is how quickly he reads things off of the line of scrimmage. He's pretty darn quick reading things off the line of scrimmage. There's a few things that he doesn't know. He's gotten better. He's had a little bit of up and down in these practices, but that's because he hasn't seen things from that position. But today was pretty good. The second practice today was pretty good. So we need him to keep progressing. He needs to stay in the moment, and he needs to learn from some of these guys we brought in, which is to go one play at a time, and regardless of what happens around you, go to the next play.
What do you like that you've seen from Miles Burris? Does he look like the guy he was as a rookie health-wise and after missing all the time last year?
Yeah, pleased with Miles. Can't wait to see him in pads. He's really pushing all our linebacker position. I think Coach Allen told you guys yesterday, all our linebackers are battling. We have competition in the building in that position for the first time since we've been here, real competition. And what that means is not only for the roster but for who's going to start. So we're going to let it play out. But we're pleased with where Miles is going. We want to see him in pads. Miles tries to be exactly right, and Miles tries to be physical. And he is both of those things. He played well as a rookie, and we would have loved to obviously have him last year. But we're excited about where he is and where he's going.
Thank you.